Hello, welcome to episode 87 of Extreme PC UK podcast. I'm your host Nick, and today on the show we have.
Hi, I'm GreatGamer25. Everybody knows me, so that's good.
Fair play, nice and straight.
Nice, I like it. Hey guys, I'm Billy Trix. I've been here a few times, and I'm still here. Isn't that nice?
No vegan today. Apparently, he's got an issue with his boat, so he's swimming. So he's not here. So there'd be no vegan talk. There'd be no talking about tramps. There'd be no talking about anything of that kind because vegan's not here.
Or we couldn't tell him later.
We could just talk about him and talk about all meat and stuff like that, and then he'll just get really annoyed when he comes back.
He'll just figure it out.
His ears will be burning.
Yeah.
We could basically sack all the games he's been talking about. No, only kidding.
Wow.
Right, let's start with Magic. Nah, I'm just joking.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly.
What happened last week when I wasn't on?
I can't remember last week. Do you know why I can't remember last week? When did I hurt my back, actually? Because
I don't know.
A little more than a week ago.
Was I on the podcast last week? Because I've been off work for 2 weeks now.
Yeah, you'd hurt your back like 2 or 3 days and then you did the pod.
Yeah,
like
my daughter, man, she splattered me bad. She jumped off the bunk bed, yeah. I was on all fours playing with my other kids, and she jumped off the bunk bed, absolutely spangled me on the floor. Jansen keeps calling me pretzel back. And literally, I had to go to hospital and have x-rays, and I'm supposed to be wearing something on this wrist here because I've actually damaged all the ligaments in one side of my wrist.
Physical therapy is coming.
Spangled. I've already been today, actually. I'm meant to be having like a big wrist guard on, but I'm only going to use that when I'm like working, driving and stuff.
Do
you remember when I broke the knuckle on my hand?
Yeah, I remember that.
It's been 7 months, and I just stopped therapy.
How did you break the knuckle?
Oh, good story time.
Just wasn't looking when I stepped off the sidewalk, and boom.
Yeah, that's what they would say. I walked into a door.
I just bent these two fingers all the way back.
Yeah, I bet you said the fingers back.
No, thank you. That's a big old note from me.
Oh, man. How you two been anyway? What you been doing this last week? Billy, what you been doing? We ain't seen you for a little while.
I know. Well, obviously, I was at Epic Land, and then I was ill. So that was fun.
But we didn't get ill. We just got drunk.
I did that too, but I caught all the viruses as well, apparently, on the way back. So there we are. But it was really good fun. Except from that, I've just been just working on lots of other bits, like for my Patreon and stuff like that. And
cool.
Yeah.
If anyone hasn't checked out Billy's Patreon, go and check it out. What's your link for it, Billy? Put one in the chat as well if you want.
Sure. It is just patreon.com, isn't it? For
You're asking me. I'm the worst person to ask.
.com/BillyTrix. It's the same link everywhere. It's on other social media as well.
So obviously we've got lots of your viewers in, so hello to you lot. And we've got lots of ours, all of our ones. Just go and check Billy out because she puts stuff out all the time. You put stuff out way all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Man,
I'm always on Twitter.
I saw the picture of you today. I can't remember what your post was, but you're in some kind of get-up. For a cosplay where your face looked like you was on some proper hardcore drugs.
My derpy diva from Overwatch cosplay.
Oh, that's the one.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, that's really fun. That was fun. That's one of my favorite pictures of me.
It's quite funny because you like to put out like some really funny pictures of yourself, don't you?
Yeah, I don't like to take myself too seriously, so I think that it's just, you know, balance, you know, you got to look really good, but also ridiculous sometimes. You got to laugh at yourself, haven't you?
I always do. I always laugh at myself. You've only got to know me to know about me, so, but yeah, we went down to the Epic Land, and what happened was, we got there, we met Billy for the first time in person, we had a look around, we started to do a little bit of videoing, so I set up my cameras, and I started doing like a whole time lapse, which was an hour. In that time, what we did is we bought a few beers, and what actually happened was Jansen got drunk.
Did he actually get really
drunk? No, he didn't get really drunk. He had a couple of beers, but the problem was we couldn't go home. till stupid o'clock in the morning because he had a few beers, like a couple of beers. So we actually ended up going to a like leisure centery sort of place. No, it wasn't a leisure centre, that's where that was. We ended up going to some place in an Uber, and there was a crazy golf there, bowling alley, and loads of pool tables.
Oh, yeah, I remember you saying.
And we stayed there for like the whole night, and then afterwards we went home.
That's crazy. But at least you came and saw what it was all about, which is really cool.
Yeah, no, it's pretty cool. One thing I would say about Epic Land is it's much more, what's the word? Like, what's it when you, it's more concentrated. So it's like smaller, but there's lots of stuff going on. And, you know, it to me, I'd see it as hardcore gamers. Like, everyone there's hardcore. And there weren't a lot of there weren't that much drinking as I thought, but you did say everybody went out the day before.
Yeah, you, if you'd have come on Friday night, everyone was going, as we like to say, full Steve. And it was, yeah, quite a scene.
Yeah, so when we got there, everyone was a bit like, zombies. We've done that yesterday.
Yeah, we'd already done that. Everyone was still hungover from the day before.
But no, it was pretty good. Pretty good to go down and just chill out and stuff like that.
See what it's about.
Right. Should we get into some stuff? The first big,
some stuff.
Massive announcement I've got to say is me and Jansen, as you all know, for the last 2 months we've been working on our own Extreme PC magazine. Now a lot of people, I think they thought we was doing a school project, but we was actually doing a proper magazine. It's just us two that do it. We produce the whole thing ourselves, all of the history, all of the information that's in there, all the pictures, they're all touched up and everything's all done by us. I'm gonna get it up and have a little chat about it if everyone's all right. You're right to do that.
Yeah,
because I actually have it right here. Billy's excited because she's in the magazine. She has her own double page spread in there.
Yeah, we've got three other ones.
Yeah, we've got a streamer section in there, which every month we'll have a streamer in there who we know or who we've worked with or stuff like that, and they can talk about themselves. But yeah, to anyone that hasn't got this, I'm going to put a link in the chat. Put it in a few times so you can all make sure you don't miss it. You wouldn't want to miss that link.
Don't miss that link. Oh, guys, quickly, it's going.
Yeah. Oh, wait, I'll put it in again. Hold
it's
on.
It's gone. Oh, jeez.
But yeah, basically, this magazine, obviously, Extreme PC UK, which is me and Jansen, we build like really, really high-end PCs from like 5 to 10 grand PCs. We build them as influencers for all the companies. We've done a lot of work with Asus, HP, Corsair, people like that. We've done a lot of work with them in the past and lots of other companies. And basically, we decided there was a massive gap in the market for, if you're a PC enthusiast like us and you like really high-end water-cooled builds, there's not really, there's other magazines out there, but they focus on components and bits and pieces. We wanted to focus just on like the main computers and the people that built them. So in our magazine, you basically have questions from us to the builder, and then we go through their PCs. There's like 4 pages in there on each one upwards. We have a streamer zone. Gray's got his own section, which no one knew about. It was a massive secret, which is quite funny. I'll tell you what we do. We go through a couple of pages and then, you can download it. The first copy's free. There's the link.
Free.
Yeah, free for the first copy.
Free.
And then if you like the magazine, you can get it on our Patreon. It's $3 every month. So not too expensive for how much effort I think we put into it.
It's really good.
But yeah, so like we're getting to it. Like obviously you got, it's all, and it's all interactive as well. So you can see all the links. You can click on everything in there. It takes you to all the different pages. You can see Billy there in the middle. Did you like your contents page? So like I'll just run quickly through like the setup of how we do it. So like Battle Rigs, if you haven't checked out Battle Rigs, big thanks to him as well, because he's one of the biggest on Instagram for basically computers. People send him their pictures and he puts them on Instagram. He's got over 100,000 people like following him. And he's got his first PC, which is his PC. And basically, it just says a little bit about like him and his history, about what we think about the machine. And then we just ask questions. I'll skip through a few of the pages so you can see like,
pictures are really cool. The pictures are
All the pictures are taken like from the people with their computers, and then me and Jansen, obviously, we touch them up for the magazine. We make them look really good. But like, I'll get through the main bits where the PCs are, and I'll get to a bit where, like, so Battle Rigs have a Rig of the Month section, and he will pick out the actual picture that he's put on his Instagram, she puts one or two on a day, he'll pick the one that he's liked most that month, and then he'll write a massive speech about like all of the stuff that he likes about that PC. Then after that, you've got a community build, which is from my Discord. So obviously, Billy, you've got your Discord. I've got Extreme PC UK's Discord. Someone in my Discord, it could just be a normal computer. It could be a computer in a toaster or anything. Just, do you know what I mean? It doesn't have to be high end. This is more of a section, like say Billy, take you for example, you're a streamer, lots of people know you as a streamer, it'd be your rig in there, and it'd be like, well, what do you use? And you could be like, I use this junk of crap down here. or it could be like, I use this massive like custom PC.
Yeah.
So we've got the community build.
It's really cool.
Then after the community builds, look, then we have your page, which is the streamer page. And as you can see, did you like our touch of the GIF?
I did. I wasn't expecting a GIF, and you put my impression of Geralt in there.
Tried to put mute sound on it as well, to be fair. Because I can put... Basically, we can put whatever we want in here. And you sent us the pictures you wanted us to use. And then we went to your Instagram and looked at the ones we wanted to
use. I did say to Jansen he can have whatever he wants. So it was
And then what I like to do as well is I go on Google, type in your name. And then... Because I don't know if you know this, people. On Google... You type in your name and it shows you who looks at your stuff. So you'll see every other streamer that watches you on secret, and they'll all come up in their pictures. Did you know that?
I've heard of that.
Yeah, so everybody's linked to everyone. Sure. So if you put Extreme PC UK in, you'll see all the pictures and people that follow us and stuff like that. But yeah, so in the streamer zone, you've got a bit that you wrote about yourself, which was pretty good. We liked it. You've got all your links, and then we got your PC as well. Which did you like what Jansen done with your picture?
I did. He made it look like it's actually like on my desk, which is quite cool.
Yeah, because I think the picture originally, was it just on the floor?
It is just on the floor because it doesn't fit on my desk.
That shows you Jansen's level of skills. You see the shadow he put on it and everything.
I know. He did so good.
He does a good job at the old Photoshop. Streamer's own section. Then we've got this section. We had to go a little bit faster on this time round just because we didn't get the information in quick enough, but... This is Epic Setups, and what this is, it's not just the PC, this is actually the whole room. So people that have got a whole room, anyone on the Discord, any of you guys listening, anyone on a podcast, if you've got a whole crazy setup of a room, or even just a PC, whatever, send us in a message to contact at extremepcuk.co.uk.
Get in the mag.
Yeah, you'll be in the mag. We'll get you in the mag. And we're getting quite a lot of downloads as well. We had, I think it's over 300 downloads just in the first day, which we didn't get it out till half a day. So it's like half a day, loads of people. It's gone everywhere. And I've got to say thanks to everybody in the community, our community and yours, because I know that everybody's been following and I've been sharing this everywhere they can. After that, you've got the great... I'll be quiet because you've got to hear this. And today we're... I don't know if you will be able to hear it because it's through my computer, but I'm hoping you can. But right, what I'll do is I'll go back a page. Right, we'll be silent. And then I'll go forward, and this is my editing skills of video. I've only been doing it a little while. Let's see what it looks like.
Hello, I am the Grey Master, and today we're going to talk about all things wild, as in the Wild West. And I'm talking Red Dead Redemption Online. Don't forget, at the bottom of the page, click on the link for your own printable collector's list. Thank you.
Now you're right, it's cool. It's cool. You can't hear it. Could you not hear it, people?
So
basically, what we've done is, I don't know if we're going to get copyrighted yet or not, because it was a bit naughty, but we actually wrote in there, welcome to the Grey Master, an 80s ripoff, a hints and tip page from an 80s program, which if you're my age, Billy, are you old enough to know the Games Master?
I know of it, but no, not really.
Ah, man. Well, the original Games Master, if no one knows, check out Games Master. It was an old dude. And he used to come on with all like robotics over him, and he'd talk about like all cheats and hints and tips. So we wanted to do that. And our resident guy is Gray here. So how does it feel for you, Gray, being up there?
I think it's great. I know as you and I were talking about it and kind of forming what was going to be done, you gave me the ideas of what you were going to do, but I didn't get to see it until you finally showed it to me. It turned out really good.
It's really cool.
Well, I did put a lot of effort in it. If you are on our Patreon, we do behind the scenes for the higher tier. And you can see the videos, how we made Gray and stuff like that, which was pretty cool.
By the way, I want to say a shout out to Jansen. I wrote what you see in there, yes, but Jansen's the one who laid it out, made it look really cool and old westy.
Made it beautiful. So,
yeah.
How do you know that weren't? How do you know that weren't me that did that?
Okay, then maybe it was you too. I don't know.
But you didn't say thank you.
Thank you. Thank you to both of you guys.
No, it weren't me. It was Jansen.
I knew it. I knew he did the video, so I know he did the rest.
Poor Jansen.
Actually, do you want to know what actually really happened, people, for a bit of a behind the scenes? Yes. I actually got Jansen to design it where it was on a wall, like a wooden wall, like it was on the side of like a tavern in like cowboy times. And it was on a wanted poster. And I had it on there all pinned up with wanted, and then the writing was in it. And then Jansen was like, this is tacky. I'm designing the magazine and it's not going in. And then he changed it.
Oh, well, he did a good job.
It looks, yeah, that
so
looks
I sacked him.
Yeah, right.
Nah. I think he sacked you.
He sacked me off that page.
And if you think that's good, wait till the next issue.
But yeah, after Greymaster, it's the back of the magazine, takes you to our Patreon. But everyone, check the magazine out. I'll put it in there one more time. There you go.
I'm helping.
The only problem is now, I was actually going to talk to people about their messages about it, but I've just
now you're
all
scroll
off the page.
All the way back.
They're all off the page now. Right, so let's get back into
actually, there was one guy I do want to get back to that mentioned about the paper copy issue of it.
Yeah. So, Downrange. And I like the way how he said, is there a butter knife PC build section? Because I've known Downrange for a very long time. When I started Extreme PC UK, he was around. And we used to play games together before he went off and done whatever he had to do work-wise. And one day he rings me up, yeah, and he's like, Nick, I need to fix my computer. Can you help me? And I'm like, yeah, I'll do it. Because he's quite far away from me. He's like, I'll do it over the internet. I'll just tell you what to do. So he FaceTimes me. I said, listen, go and get a flathead screwdriver. He comes back with a butter knife. And I'm like, what are you trying to do there? You've got to try and fix it, not spread it. And then he's like, this is all I've got in the house. My dad's took the toolkit. So we're there, and he's putting his CPU cooler on with a butter knife.
Amazing.
Historic moment.
Well, to be fair, I've used butter knife plenty of times when I didn't have a screwdriver. So I can understand that. A lot harder to use, that's for sure.
But yeah, what's everybody in the chat, anyone that has seen it, what's your views on it? Let us know. And they'll come up at the bottom of the chat right now if I stop hiccuping. Man, why do I always get the hiccups? I'm talking too fast.
You're so excited.
You're swallowing air.
You can't contain it.
Jaeger said as well how I used my butter knife and my GPU screws. That's what he was using it for.
Clearly, a butter knife is a really good secondary weapon to have for PC building.
Oh, I thought you meant for a real weapon. I was like, what are you going
to do? Or maybe in a game you could use that. Throw your butter knife to, you know, in certain games.
Well, you know,
that'd be cool.
Horse pins in PUBG, so why not a
butter knife? I think I would like to get a butter knife more to sort of ping it on someone's cheek of their face. Ding! You know?
Amazing.
Oh, man. Man City says it's wicked. Just wish it was about games, as I'm not into hardware side of computers. Oh, cheers, dude. Typical of Man City. Take her into football that you got kicked out of that.
We have a little bit of for everybody.
Out of that cup. Cheers, Mystic Dude. Very impressive. Right. Anyway, now I've said my little bit about the Patreon. If you want to check it out, just go to our website, extremepcuk.co.uk. I'll put a link in there for that as well. And all of our stuff's on there. You can see the magazine on there, and it's actually on another program, so the pages actually flip really nicely on there. It's all swirly. Like
all
a swirly.
All
a swirly page. Nice. But the video plays in a full-size browser rather than on the page, so it depends where you are actually looking at it.
That's
but right,
cool.
Let's move on. Let's get into this. Oh, the other thing I would say that was on the Patreon this week, but it's a high tier, is the behind-the-scenes of Grey and making the video.
Making the video of Grey.
Behind the scenes of
Grey.
Go on,
Grey. I'll tell you
the
what.
Bloopers.
Give us a live one right now. You got to do
the
face.
A live blooper?
No, a live video.
You mean what I did in the video like this?
Yeah, go on.
I just did it.
Come on, do it.
I did it. Well,
but people can't hear
saying?
That. People on the podcast can't hear what you're doing.
Hello. Hello. I am the Grey Master. And today we've tuned in to Extreme PC UK.
Oh, no.
Someone clip it. Someone clip it.
I can clip it from here.
Oh,
man.
See it now.
Man, how funny is that?
Brilliant.
Hi, Jade. Jade's on now. She liked it.
Comic Clown. I said kicked out of that cup because I don't actually know what cup it is. All I know is they got kicked out of it. I don't even know what it is because I don't watch football. Because I haven't watched football for years. So,
by the way, Nick, Nick, before we go on to other stuff, mention the Patreon link and social media podcast, blah, blah, blah.
I did already.
Discord. You sure? You mentioned
follow
all?
Follow them everywhere. Stream PC UK.
Join our Discord.
I love the way, like, I just come onto my own podcast. I get told to do the links and that because I don't do it properly.
Yeah.
Slacker. ExtremePCUK.co.uk. Be there. Or be go there. To Gray's house.
Or Big Square.
Go to Gray's house.
Exactly.
Turn up. Hello? I was instructed.
Could you imagine if everyone just went to Gray's house right now and they all got to the window and they're like, hi, I'm Gray Gamer. All in his windows everywhere.
I flew in from the UK to see you.
Man, there's no one flying anywhere at the moment.
I do want to say what is nice about lately with the Discord is the last maybe 3 weeks, we've gotten in about 6 or 7 more people from the US.
Ooh, yeah.
Which is really interesting. And across the country, in the West Coast, East Coast, you know, Central Zone.
No good for me, though, because then you lot are playing when I'm sleeping.
Aww.
That's good, though,
because I play with you guys and I play with them, so it's great. Yeah. I got double whatever.
It's quite funny, because sometimes I'll ring Gray in the daytime, and I'll just be at work at, like, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'll ring him, and he's like, it's 6 o'clock in the morning here, man.
It's like, what are you calling me now for?
Right, let's move on. Let's get into some news. So, first news I want to talk about is, I've never played it, so hopefully someone can fill me in on how good it is. Billy, I believe you've paged it. Siege 6.
Yeah.
Rainbow Six Siege. Oh my god, I can't even get the name out.
Siege 6.
Siege 6 Rainbow.
It's a sequel to Siege 5.
Yeah.
It's free till the 9th of March. So if you're listening to this podcast live or when it comes out in the first 4 days, it'll still be free. I want someone to play with.
Oh.
If I don't know what to play with, I'm not installing it. Next time someone comes up to me and plays, do you play Siege? I'll be like, no, no one plays with me. I've got no friends.
That game's been out for a while. I mean,
it has.
Least a few years, I think.
Yeah, Jadeite says R6 is good. So, Jadeite, you can get in a game with me then, can't you?
You should totally do it. I think you should get on it.
Has it got a lot of loot?
Should good play. Has it got a lot of loot?
Yeah. Your face tells me it doesn't have loot.
A certain amount.
Loot.
Loot, you know.
What do you mean, loot?
Skins?
Oh, okay, right. Aesthetics.
Cosmetics.
Yeah, aesthetics, darlings.
I mean, yeah.
It does. Is there some rare ones in there? Like, how does it work? Tell me about the loot system.
Well, I don't really know, because I'm not like you. I don't go after loot, because I just like playing the game.
Oh, man.
No, loot. You gotta loot.
At it. But there are plenty of skins and stuff like that.
All right, is there a scoring system?
Yeah, is there a scoring system?
As in, like, ranks?
Yeah.
There is. So you can play ranked?
There is ranked.
Oh.
Yeah, that game, yeah.
Basically, it's not even just loot. It's about, if I play it, say I played it for one day, yeah, and it was fun, I could play that game and love it, but if there's nothing to do after I've had that one day's fun, then I'm leaving.
Oh, so, no, there's plenty to do in it and for that.
Like, I need something to be able to get. So if I play it for, like, a whole week where I get bored of it after a day, if there's a gun skin or something I play longer to get, or if I can get up a ranking scoreboard, then I'll carry on playing, because I've got the worst attention span ever.
That's fair enough. But no, yeah, there is lots of aesthetic things for you to get, and there is ranks and ranked games.
Do you get loot boxes?
There's plenty to do.
Like, do you get given
No, but if you read what Brookie's just put in chat, you earn alpha packs, which allow you to get loot, or some you can buy. So there is stuff for you to, like... There's plenty of stuff for you to have, basically. So there's plenty of stuff.
Yeah, because, like... My problem is, I get so bored that, like, if it's just the same thing over and over again, like, I've been playing a lot of Ring of Elysium, and I like Ring of Elysium because I like the gunplay and stuff in it, and I quite like the fact that you can unlock stuff as you go, and they do a season pass like all the others do, but you can get the season pass free every month if you play the game long enough. So, you play the game, like, it could be, like, you've got to drive your bike 5,000 kilometres, you've got to use your grappling hook, you've got to kill someone with a rifle, and they give you all these things, and then you get the next 3 months for free, which then gives you the pass, which allows you to unlock 100 different characters and stuff, like bits and pieces. So as long as it gives me something to do, I'd be well interested, and I'm actually...
No, there's plenty of things to do, and all of the characters, like, and the maps and stuff, you do need to actually learn them. You can't just, like, run around and jump in like you would, like, a COD game, for example.
Yeah, because one thing we were saying before the podcast is you can shoot through walls and stuff in that, can't you? And they destroy as you play.
Yeah, it depends on what character you've got. But like Sledge, for example, you've got a massive sledgehammer. What isn't to like about that? He's very cool.
He's just got a sledgehammer, that's it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, he's got other equipment as well, but, like, that's his, like, kind of thing that he does. He breaks down walls.
Does he sing the song? Sledgehammer.
No.
That'd be better.
But there's, yeah, lots of different character types that you need to, you know, you've got to learn. You can't just run in and play.
Yeah.
Run around like just, you would yeah.
Just one thing before we carry on. Jaeger's asking, can Grey wink directly into that camera?
Wink directly into the camera?
Yeah.
Like what? Get I can't get that closer. I'll knock my microphone over. So, like this?
Man, metalhead. That's not a wink. That was an eyebrow.
I don't wink. I go like that. I always do that with the eyebrow.
I'm not being funny. He asked for a wink. He didn't ask for an eyebrow. No. Come on, get in there and do a wink.
What am I winking at?
Oh, that's oh man. Obviously,
there
never done
go.
It now.
That'll be haunting everyone forever. Yeah. Yeah.
Wake up in the night. Ah, what happened? Great winked at me.
The Grey winked at me.
Now I got to sleep because it was so boring.
Oh man.
Oh, Jade loved it. She's laughing.
Well, Brookie made one person.
Brookie said that there's a season pass in there as well to unlock new characters as well.
Yeah.
Oh, that's quite cool.
I think you should just go for it. I think
I'm
going to
try it. I might try it after the podcast if anyone's about.
Go for it.
And you watch. Everyone will be like, yeah, we're all going to come and play it. We really want to play that game with you. And then I get after the podcast. Anyone want to play? There's just everyone.
Okay,
like,
who's going to go? Tumbleweed. Who's going to go and play Siege? Who's going to go play Siege after the podcast with Nick?
No, I'm going to sleep in the UK.
Go in chat right now.
Yeah. And after I'm like, but you said you're going to be my friend.
Jade's
like, I'm off to sleep.
All right.
By the way, everybody's asking for a Grey Master
T-shirt
or whatever to put in there.
Oh, we should make a Grey Master T-shirt.
Oh, jeez.
With the eyebrow.
You got a bubble. Yeah. They'll do anything.
I'm making a Grey Master T-shirt. I'm making it this week.
Amazing.
One thing I was going to say to people, just quickly because I forgot to say it, is on the magazine, if anyone's interested, because it's the first one, we're actually taking orders as well for, like, I don't know if you want one of these, Billy, soft covers and hardback version of it. But people do have to pay for them. I'm not giving them out for free.
Yeah, no, I would happily order one.
They're not as expensive as I thought they were going to be. If you wanted, like, the glossy covered version, I think it's $13, and I think it's around $20 for a hardback.
Okay, well, I will send you the money. I will order a nice, fancy hardback one, then. I want to keep that forever.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. And then every time someone says to me, next time I go for a job interview, if I ever do, which I probably won't, but if I double it, I've got my magazine.
Boom.
I made this.
How big is it? Is it soft bound, oversized, or what?
A4.
Oh, okay. Cool.
So, normal book size.
Yeah, okay. I'll be hitting you up for one of those for sure.
Yeah, I'm going to get a few names over the next like week or so, and then I'll order them in bulk. They've got to come from America.
Sweet.
So, for Grey, I've got to order it, get it sent out to me, and then I've got to send it back to him.
No, you don't. That. Tell him to send me a copy. I can do that.
Well, I just say, oi, Geezer, sort him out a copy. Send it over.
Well, see, here's the good thing, though.
If
you have to send it to me, I'll see it before everybody else does, and I'll let you know what it looks like.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
That's typical with you, man.
You like that.
That's what he'd do. Do you know what he'd do? He'd get a photo of it, and he'd post it on the Discord. You know, this week, yeah, we're like, right, let's get on with a new magazine for this month. Within 2 days, Gray's plastered everything he's doing all over Discord.
No.
No, not me.
I restrain myself. Hey, Mystic Dude put the original Games Master link in the chat.
Oh, nice.
I didn't. Now, just to give a backstory on this, I didn't know who the heck Game Masters was. And Nick's telling me, well, do you remember Game Master? I'm going like, dude, I wasn't in the UK as a kid.
I thought Game Master was everywhere.
Check this video out. And I look at it, and I was cracking up. I couldn't believe it. It was great.
Oh, man. Oh, we need to get on with the news. We've been streaming for 40 minutes and we ain't even got into the news.
News? Well, we did. Well, that wasn't.
Yeah,
that
Rainbow
was
Six
news.
Siege.
That was
my news. Right, great. What's your news? Division 2. Next. Right.
No. That's coming later. That's coming later. That's in the game part. Not in the news.
Can everyone in chat just take a breath and think, does Gray talk about Division 2 every week?
No.
Are we sure that we've actually changed? Is this
only
like,
every other week?
The same podcast,
like
same notes. Go on, Greg, get into news.
Anyway, I just wanted to mention that the Predator Hunting Grounds is going to be doing a free trial. It's coming up. Of course, my page just disappears on me, so that's a nice bit I was looking at. It's coming up March 27th. We had gone over this many weeks ago when I first announced that there was a Predator game. And as I said, it was called Predator Hunting Grounds, and it's going to be based on the first movie that Arnold was in. No, Arnold's not in the game. No.
Oh, boo! Oh, but, I'm out now.
But the characters are basically, you know, based on those characters, and it's supposed to be more pure to the first movie, which would be really good. And they're expecting a lot of big things out of it. So apparently, it's going to be a free trial weekend, March 27th through the 29th.
I'm sure you'll let us know that in Discord, so we can all get on it.
Oh, I will, because I want to see what it's all about. It's going to be on PlayStation and Epic Games. So I don't know if you have to sign up for it or what, but I suppose everybody can get in if the servers are big enough. You know, we'll see. But that sounds exciting, because I want to play it and see if it really lives up to the hype that they've been talking about.
The hype? How can it live up to the hype? It's a Predator game from 25 years ago, and it ain't even got Arnie in it.
You actually should watch the video if you want to Google the video and take a look at it. It's pretty neat.
I don't want to.
Pardon? I mean, there hasn't been, I don't think, a really good Predator game out there. Alien, the last Alien was a good one. Alien Isolation.
Yeah, what happened to the one before that?
The games before that weren't all that great.
Yeah, that's because what they do is they get a low budget, to make a game off the back of a film, and they think, no, it's just a film, isn't it? So we just make a crap game and just put it out and everyone will buy it because of the film. And then you buy the game, and you play it for 10 minutes, you think this is crap.
Oh, riffing to shit.
Well, it's almost the same when they do sequels to movies, too. Half the time, the sequels are never that good. Yeah, sometimes they are.
That's why I'm loving the Witcher 3 TV series, because it's changed it all.
It's not a Witcher 3 TV series.
Might as well
be. It's a Witcher series.
It's just a Witcher series. Yes.
You're saying that because you've told about 50 people that, haven't you? I can tell.
Oh...
Why are you letting it get you so stressed? It's still Witcher.
No, yeah, you're right. Yeah, but you're wrong.
All right, let's rewind.
Wait a minute, we're wrong, but we're right.
Yeah, so they've done it with the Witcher series from the books. Hold on.
Witcher series from the books. Well, no, that's not true. They also use the video game as influence, too. Otherwise,
of course they would. It exists. Why wouldn't you?
In fact, probably even more so than the books in some ways.
I actually press my clap button, but it came on about 30 seconds late, so that was just well left.
Wow.
Worst clap ever. Yeah, it was like you lot carried on talking, and then at a whole new section, it was like, yeah. Mm.
You do know that Cavill's voice for their character came straight out of the game.
Yes, I know, because Henry Cavill is an amazing human being, and he loves many, many things that we all love, like PC
gaming. And he's a PC gamer. Does he? He likes to play PC
games. PC Master Race, he is.
Does he?
Yeah.
What's he play?
Yeah.
Well, clearly,
I
can't
think
Witcher
of some
3.
Of the games. Well, yeah, clearly.
Do you reckon he played The Witcher 3 and he's like, damn, I've got to be this guy?
If you Google Cavill and PC gaming, you'll see articles popping up.
It is quite funny because
he likes it.
I watched the program with my missus, and obviously, she played the game for about, I don't know, an hour a month before, and then got off of it and didn't really know or get into the game. So when the series came out, she knew of it, but she didn't know anything about the game or whatever. And anyway, you know when the famous bit of him in the bathtub, little round wooden tub, when that came on, I paused it on TV and I'm like, that's a famous picture. Everywhere that you see him, he's in that little bath. And she's like, what are you talking about? Anyway, I couldn't find a picture anywhere at that point. And I'm like, but this is a famous bit. So, I don't know what I was going to say after that, but it was something to do with
the
bath.
No idea, but Geralt in a bath is great, so. I'm happy.
And she's on the other side.
And she's
of the
talking
map.
About a computer
version.
Didn't
show that part.
I'll take whatever.
So, some guy turns up at your house, and then it's just like Lara Croft, you know, when in a bra and that, when she's all triangle, but it's him with muscles with all square arms. Computer version.
Can you imagine everybody coming to your door after they see you, Billy, and they all start trying to talk like a Witcher?
Can you even do his voice?
Oh heck no! I'm not gonna even try to do his voice.
Mystic Dude said, sorry, Billy Tricks, but I just Googled Witcher 3 series and it came up with it. So, must be
other
true.
People like you are Googling it.
Then everyone stop messing up Google for Billy. You're ruining it.
Yeah, you're ruining it for me.
Well, as a side note, CD Projekt Red, if they didn't make enough money already, made a bunch more money when the series came out because everybody went out to buy the game.
Which is valid.
Brookie says, Cavill used it for a bit of inspiration. But so much for the other bits were taken from the books. The games didn't really have much of the TV story in it. The bathtub was also in the books. Have you read the books, Billy?
I haven't, no, but I really want to.
You failed.
I'm not much of a reader.
You ain't a Witcher fan. Even I've read the books.
I wish I could read more.
You know me that? Too. I used to read a bunch of books. And
I've read all the
I
Witcher series.
Lot, but not,
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? How you just kind of like, stop, like, I need more time to read. I'd love to read.
Now, to be fair, there I'm joking. I can't
I know
actually...
you're joking. I knew when you said you read all the books, I know.
One fact you're lying about me is I can't read any kind of story. If you give me a magazine which is about building something, I'll remember every word, word for word. Give me a story or something like that. It's gone. Can't do it. It's part of my
That's
nature.
Okay, because Witcher fair. Series will be on for years and it'll cover everything in the books and we're good.
We need to move on, man. Next.
Next.
Okay. All right,
let's talk about it. Look, Billy was ready to go and then Gray's back again.
You,
right, it's like a little race.
I was excited for whatever you're going to say next. I didn't know which one you're going to pick.
I'm picking the one that's next, which is... Just wanted to let you know that I want to give out a shout out to Ants in Your Pants because he turned me on to this headset that he bought.
Hold on a minute. You want to give a shout out to Ants in the Pants because he turned you on?
Please.
That's what you just said.
Yes,
those ants are paying off.
Don't look too much into that.
I reckon he wants ants in Gray's pants.
Okay. That's kind of like, never mind. So the Razer Nauri Ultimate Wireless 7.1 Surround Sound Gaming Headset. Now, Razer makes great products. They do make good headsets, but why is this one so unusual? Because it has THX audio and haptic feedback. So what they've done basically is it's not like the feedback in your controller where the controller vibrates, and if you put it down on the table, it'll actually just vibrate itself right off the table. It's not quite like that. What they do is they did everything on frequency range. So what they did is they looked into all the low frequency ranges.
Can we have a discussion about vibrators here?
Fine. Sorry.
I thought so.
Yeah, I knew you were going to... So basically what they did is they looked into the low frequencies and were able to make the headsets react to certain low frequencies. And when you do that, it actually makes the headsets react to the sounds and feel as if it's really vibrating. And it's not really vibrating. It's just basically the speakers inside the headset that are reacting and vibrating. But
so it's best to get a vibrator with low frequency.
Well, yeah, there you
I'm
go.
I'm not sure I'd want something on my head vibrating. That
well,
sound
I didn't.
Nice.
No, it doesn't vibrate on your head. That's the point I was trying to make. It doesn't do that. That's the whole point. That's the reason
on
why
on your ears. It's on your head.
Yes, it's hard to explain. It's hard to explain. Believe me.
I do hate when a vibrator vibrates on my ears.
Like, it shouldn't
be. It's not vibrating on your ears. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It doesn't work that way.
Where'd you put it then? On your chin.
Yeah, you put it on your shin and vibrate your chin. Yeah, there you go. So anyway, what I was
Gray's
saying
gonna
is
give up in a minute. He's gonna be like, "Let him speak."
No, because it's a great headset. I was very skeptical, and Ants got it. He said it was great, but I still was skeptical. So I watched a couple of reviews, and they're all saying it's amazing, and they can't even believe it works the way it does. And I go like, "All right, I gotta get these." And I got them, and I've already been trying it on Division 2, of course, and Red Dead Redemption, a couple other games. It is great. I mean, it is so good. You're totally get more immersed into the game way more than you do playing without it. I mean, when I'm riding the horse, you can feel the horse underneath you, the vibration.
You can feel the...
When I'm riding that horse.
Get your head out of the gutter. What is wrong with you people?
I don't know if he's riding me or I'm riding him.
So then when you take your pistols out, see now you get that one in too, right? And you start
So
shooting.
You got your vibrator, your horse, and your pistols.
Revolvers.
All I'm waiting for is shooting.
The point is that it gets very immersive. It's really good. It's well worth the money. It's a $200 headset, but there's $150 on Amazon.
How much?
I know, but it's $150 on Amazon. Otherwise, it's $200 normally.
Like the actual... Okay, regardless of the vibration thingy, the actual headset, is it comfortable?
Yeah, it's very comfortable.
What
extremely
is it made
comfortable.
Out of? How thin is the material?
They have padding with cool gel inside it, so it actually stays cooler than some normal headsets. It is larger, so it's a little larger this way. Okay, they have a band, the suspension band that goes across like this that keeps the weight off your ears. So it's very comfortable. I can game for hours and it doesn't get hot or anything. And it's hard to explain unless you try them. I mean, you could always try them, get them from Amazon, return them if you don't like them.
I didn't think you were allowed to return vibrators.
But I do want to say that for PC, they have software that goes with it where you can sit there and make all kinds of adjustments to get it just right the way you want it to be, and then play the game.
You do need to get it just right.
I mean,
you're not going to give up on this, are you?
I'm not sold on it. It would be interesting to see what that is, but I'm not sold on it.
Billy, I'm telling you, I wasn't sold on it either. I firmly believe that once I ordered these from Amazon, I was going to go like, yeah, right, and I'll just send them on back. And I started to use them, and they're great. They're really good. And I like to be able to, you can adjust it. The only thing that's not good about it is if you use it for PlayStation, you can't make the adjustments and fine tune like you can on a PC.
Okay.
So it's really made more for PC than it is for console.
Yeah, that's quite a pricey headset as well.
How much is it?
It's on sale at $150 or $149 on Amazon.
That's not that bad for a headset.
Retail is $199.
I thought you said $200. Sorry.
Yeah. I thought you said $250.
$199, $200, whatever.
Because we was listening to you, I promise.
It's $150 on Amazon. It's really good. It's well worth the money. It really is. Look at some of the interviews, good one. The reviews on YouTube, and you'll see what I'm talking about. But it really works the way they said it would.
I imagine it wouldn't be good amazing. For anyone trying to do esports, though.
I haven't tried esports.
Probably not what you need.
Well, they also said that it works the same way for movies too. Now, I haven't tried it on watching a movie yet, but if it can do what it does for a movie for the games, it's going
to
be great.
But then again, do you know what? To be fair,
in other words, when you watch Witcher, it'll really be immersive, Philly. So you're going to have to get
what? When she's got a vibrator and she's watching The Witcher.
Yeah, that's it.
Great.
Well worth the money.
I can't believe you've gone so low this time.
So low.
Disgusting.
Solo? So I can go on to my next
maybe
story.
Solo, Billy. Who knows?
We can skip it and go on to Billy's, whichever you'd like to do.
Go for it. Because we are getting on a bit.
Which? Okay. Go for who? Me or her?
Go for yours, Gray, because that's quite a good bit of... I saw that in the news.
Go, Gray, go.
Okay. All right, last story is...
Hold on. Mystic Dude just says 50 Shades of Gray.
That's not the first time we've heard that. That's not new. That's not new.
Oh, man.
Anyway, Doom Eternal, the new game that's coming out March 20th, I believe. Okay, Doom Eternal apparently is optimized so that it can do, if you have the hardware, 1,000 frames per second.
Yeah. Now, the thing is, is this been tested and they've got that frame rate?
From what I'm understanding in the article, yes, it has. They said that obviously getting that kind of equipment to do 1,000 is going to be rough, but they have had equipment that is hitting 400 frames a second. Equipment that you can buy now.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm not being funny. Is that false information? Because if they've had the equipment
straight from the horse's mouth.
But what I'm saying is, if they've said they had the equipment getting it to 400, how do they know it goes to 1,000 if they've only got it to 400?
Obviously, they changed.
That's like me saying, I got a Ferrari and I drove.
Okay, let me read you something.
It can do 250 mile an hour.
Hold on.
I got it to 150.
Hold on, let me. It goes into the engineering in the game itself. On the ID Tech 7 engine, which is not what this one's built on, it's built on the ID Tech 7. The 6 is the old Doom game. So on the previous Doom game, they said they maxed it out to 250 frames per second. They said this game, if you have the hardware right, it can hit 1,000 frames per second. That's the max that we have, they said. But they said it could even go past that if you wanted to play with it.
But then we go back to the old argument.
They said there's no upper limit. They've had some hardware locally that they built for testing where they had scenes running at 400 frames per second.
Wow.
So they mentioned that people have 144 hertz monitors, which I do.
And
even the new monitors, you'll see it coming. You'll see it happening. Sorry?
Is this a 1080 resolution?
I'm trying to look. I don't know if they mentioned 1080 or specifically. So I don't want to say
they're running at 300 resolution.
So but I mean, if you've got the right stuff, it could.
That means the game will be playable forever. I mean, if you with the right equipment, I mean, you won't have to worry about it.
What do you mean the game will be playable forever anyway?
Never mind. What I'm saying is the look of it at the frame rate, it'll always be great. So they end up going like, check back in 10 years and let's see if it's still the.
No, but the thing is, what I was going to say is, it is a statement to say that it can go at 1,000 frames per second. But to be fair, we had this conversation, what, a month ago, saying about where lots of people in the community were saying that going over 240 frames is pointless and they don't want
it. Right, you can't see it. Right, right.
So, but yeah, I don't know. Good bit of news, though.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of interesting when I read. Yeah, the ID Tech 7 engine is pretty neat. And Bethesda did a live show. I forget what show they were at, but they were showing live play of the game, and it really looked nice. I mean, God, it looked good. Mystic the last Dude's, one looked good. This one looks even better.
Mystic Dude said that, if he remembers right, some people have already reached 1,000 frames per second in Minecraft. Minecraft looks pretty good with the ray tracing.
Oh, yeah. I think it does.
Yeah. I can't talk about Minecraft. I can't even look at the game now. Putting it in ray tracing in 1,000 frames does not interest me.
The thing is, you need to... I keep saying this to people. A lot of people are like, Minecraft. But the thing is, if you actually get into that game where you're on a building server with friends playing and you're going and actually trying to craft stuff the real way, the game's not that bad. It's quite a fun little game. You can have
I've spent hours playing that.
Yeah, it's you can change the shaders.
Nope. Sorry, not for me. What I thought was better... Actually, what I thought was good was last week when you covered Astroneer. That looked neat. I mean, the graphics there were decent, and it really looked like a good little game. I could tolerate that, but I just can't do it with Minecraft, man. I just can't.
You're just not creative enough.
It's not even creative. Well,
what if you've got your vibrators
more than a couple
on your
minutes
ears to immerse you?
When the creators
now, if I wear my headsets and play that game, yeah, maybe that would be it. Nah, still wouldn't be good.
Oh,
still be garbage. But anyway. But hey, you know what? I wish I had stock when they sold Minecraft, because it would have made a lot of money.
Johnny Plays Live just said he loves Astroneer. I've got to be honest, that game is pretty good. I played it on my own, so I didn't have anyone to play with, because I was going to say I'm a Billy, but we've actually got a Billy here, so I won't say that.
So you have someone to play
I'm right
with?
Here. I have he needs, mates.
Wait, he needs someone to play with, and before he was mentioned... No, okay, go ahead.
No, but Astroneer, it is pretty much, it's well like Minecraft. Have you played it, Billy?
It did look good. It did look good.
I haven't, no.
It's well like Minecraft, but much better the way they... Like obviously, in a Minecraft, you take a cube at a time. But in this, you can actually drill holes anywhere and make things anywhere. And it
That's
does it like...
Cool.
Like
See, to me, if Minecraft were able to take some of those mechanics and graphics of Astroneer and put it into their game, I would play it. But
I
the way
like
it is right now, it's just... You know,
it's not all about the graphics.
I know, but it Astroneer I would do because it would look really cool. But I just can't stomach Minecraft. I'm sorry.
I just can't do
but
it.
It's like,
Captain.
Just
can't do it.
Just the Wild Stubbers. Cheers, dude. Good to have you in again. And he just said that Minecraft is still a load of fun. Just don't get addicted for months like I used to. And that's the thing. You do get addicted to that game.
Oh yeah,
you just play it for 5 minutes. Yeah, and then
5 minutes. 5 hours go by and you're still in a cave somewhere.
No, yeah. Has anyone done this or is it just me? See, now I've had the server running and there was hundreds of people on there and it was like it wasn't creative. It was like you had to get your own resources.
Survival.
It was survival, but you had to get your own resource. No, there weren't no monsters. It was so you had to dig for the resources, but it was a sort of creative server. But it was like you had to say you wanted red bricks, you'd have to go and make the red bricks yourself. You can't just find them. And then it was like everybody was all randomly over the map just building their own little towns and cities and they were just growing randomly. And what I did is, I don't know if anyone else done this, I got really addicted to just digging down under the floor to the bottom and then just doing tunnels. And they would just go, because in that game, the map will go as far as the RAM and your computer allows you to go. It just keeps going.
Much.
It just keeps rendering. And I would go for literally with my pickaxe, dunk, 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 forward, dunk, 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 and I'd just keep going. And it would take like 5 minutes at a time to walk down my tunnels in a straight line. And then when you pop up, you'd be in like some forest biome. And then like you go that way, you'd be in a snow biome. And did you not do the same thing where you just literally just mined? I must have sat there for an hour just digging the same hole.
Yeah, mining is pretty. Yeah, I mean, it's literally called Minecraft, so it is
yeah,
pretty easy.
That makes sense. Yeah.
But if you've played Minecraft, don't you like Terraria?
I've actually not ever played Terraria.
Oh, Terraria's amazing.
But I think it looks really good.
Not for me too, but I'm glad people like it.
Terraria's same thing, 2D, but in Terraria, you've got hundreds of unlocks. You never see the same weapon twice. Loads of outfits to collect. You can put all your little outfits on. I love collecting, don't
you
I?
You and your outfits.
Yeah, man. So
he loves
you just
them
want
things,
to play
man.
Dress up all the time.
Yeah,
don't
man.
You?
Love a bit of dress up.
Got all my, you should see how he was dressed up when we played Red Dead Online. You should have seen the way he dressed up his character with the pink hat.
Yeah, man. I was
and a feather in it.
Yeah.
it was like
extreme piece of UK like sombrero. Right, let's move on. Billy, what's your news?
Happy birthday to PlayStation 2 that turned 20 yesterday.
Did you say PlayStation 2?
Yes.
PlayStation 2.
The console.
Extreme PC UK PlayStation 2.
Yes, yes. And I'm bringing it up because there's lots of those games that are now available on Steam that obviously weren't really before. I spoke about those before, but I just wanted to bring up and ask if everyone did play, or if you did have a PS2, what was your favourite game?
Destruction Derby.
Yeah, great one. PlayStation 2 was a really good console, and I think it got a lot of people, you know.
Yeah.
Especially from like my age as well, really like solidly into gaming.
How old were you when you had your PlayStation 2?
Oh, I don't know. When did it? 19. Oh, it must have been like. Was well, you younger than 10.
Teenager
eight,
then.
Eight? No, 10.
So that was like your eight. First computer years?
No, it was like my third console, but it was when
but
I
it was when you
like,
was like was actually
old
really
enough to
getting
actually
into
be good
it.
At the,
yeah.
anything. You know what I mean? Because I would
you became
do
the gamer.
I was terrible, but this I was actually able to, like, I don't know, do things a little bit more. And I spent a lot of time, like, playing Jak and Daxter and stuff like that, and more, like, story games rather than just, like, micro machines on, like, the...
What are your favourite micro games?
I remember that.
What, when we, sorry?
What's your favourite, like, genre of game?
My, what?
Your favourite genre of game?
Genre.
Genre.
yeah, definitely like story-based RPG platformers, stuff like that.
Cool.
100%. So yeah, that was that. Have a little think about that. GTA 3, someone was played. Never allowed a console. Oh, that's sad.
I remember GTA when you played the first one, it was top down and you thought it was one good
and Clank.
I can go wherever I want.
Battlefront, there's some pretty good games coming in here. Final Fantasy. Oh,
everyone
loved Final Fantasy.
Do you know what? Back in the day when the PlayStation, I don't know if it's one or two, I went to a college, and it was a really bad college. Most people wouldn't want to go there. It wasn't like your good colleges. And no one went actually to the classes, and it was just a load of rude boys in a room playing black and white chipped PlayStation. And we would play like Tekken and stuff like that.
Amazing.
And it'd just be loads of like gangster people fighting in the game, and then when losing... fighting in the common room.
Amazing. Resident Evil was another one that I played quite a lot of. That was quite good.
Did you chip your PlayStation?
No, I didn't. I didn't have... No, no. That wasn't an option for me living in the middle of nowhere. I didn't even know that existed until I was older, and I was like, I missed out on so much that I could have been doing.
Should have just cracked it open and put
Splinter
the
Cell.
In
it. Splinter Cell, that was another one. One of the biggest ones, Metal Gear Solid, people liked.
Oh yeah, Metal Gear Solid is a classic one.
I never played it.
Need for Speed Underground 2, that was a good PlayStation 2 game as well. I liked that one a lot.
What has she done here, people? She's actually got us talking about PlayStation games.
The PS2 was your... The PS2
Gran Turismo was always a pretty good one.
Oh, Gran Turismo, that was one of the best games of all time.
You can't miss out, like, Tekken games and stuff like that.
Billy, was PS2 your gateway unit into the PC gaming?
Hello, you've been disconnected due to issues beyond our control. Thank you for watching. You've been disconnected due to issues beyond our control. Thank you for watching.
Right, hey people, we're back. Sorry to all you listeners out there. We've had major issues with Twitch, as you just heard from Billy as she went into our personal answer machine mode. yeah, Twitch has gone down. It's for any Virgin Media customers, and we are a Virgin Media customer here, so we've got major issues. So the podcast sadly has to finish here this week, but we'll be back next week. Go and check out our Patreon, go and check out Billy's Patreon, give her a follow as well, and yeah, we'll be back.
Join our Discord.
Yeah, join our Discord. And we'll be back on the next one, so we'll see you all then. Sorry for the inconvenience of not being able to listen to our amazing podcast.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, cheers for you lot guys coming on.
They did listen to an hour of amazing podcasts.
Yeah, and that was good. If you've made it this far, some people might not make it this far. They might have already turned us off.
10 points for you.
Yeah, you've got bonus points. If it's you, if you've made it this far and you've listened to the podcast to this point, text us on Discord. And yeah, anyway, apart from that, we'll see you on the next one. Cheers, you two. Cheers, everyone, for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.